Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Reading of the people's law, the law intended for the people, the law for the people. You shall keep the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, commands you. Thou shalt do all that I command you. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes, which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. He, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Whatsoever he, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, says to you, do it. And now the reading of the commandment coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Starting with the month of September, September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord Tommy L. Hart by the 15th of each month. All correspondence should be directed to Tommy L. Hart. Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. Hepzibah, Hepzibah. Reading of Judgments. For a period of 30 consecutive years, the sports and things listed herein shall not exist by any means, in any form, variation, etc., in any place under or subject to the authority of the Lord Tommy L. Hart. Any country, territory, etc., controlled by or receiving intelligence and or aid of any kind is subject to the authority of the Lord Tommy L. Hart. The sports and things that shall not be for the above specified term are volleyball, skating, fencing, soccer, hockey, track and field, football, wrestling, basketball, boxing, golf, baseball, skiing, tennis, any and all competitions, events, etc., involving animals, vehicles, boats, and cycles, and a display and demonstration of one's physique and physical strength. Therefore, all records, statistics, etc., of individuals, groups, and others having to do with any of the aforementioned sports and things shall not be any more. They shall be forgotten and never brought up again. Note, if the Gentiles and the other people do not comply fully with the law concerning themselves and their God, Tommy L. Hart, before the Lord's demise, then the sports and things listed in this judgment shall be done away with forever and ever. The word on pageants and beauty contests. Pageants and beauty contests and anything resembling such shall not exist in any place under the authority of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The film industry. The film industry shall rest for a period of 30 consecutive years. Neither video nor audio productions shall be made, imported, or exported during the specified term. There shall be neither importation nor exportation of anything coming from, made by, or having to do with any part of the film industry. The Gentiles shall cease using the alias white people. They shall go by their proper name, Gentiles. Judgment of Christianity and things. Psalm 49, 1 through 2, Daniel 2, 29, Ezekiel 25, 3. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. He that revealeth secrets, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Hear the word of the Lord God. Faith without works, i.e., Christianity, which espouses a faith without works, is dead. The unsound, immoral, evil teaching concerning Jesus is done away with. All religious ornaments, all religious holidays, holy days, observances, Halloween, All Hallows, Valentine's Day, April Fool's Day, and all other things connected to Christianity are done away with. In the United States of America, the official residence of this president I repeat, because of the interruption. In the United States of America, the official residence of its president, formerly called the White House, is now known as the President's House. All outer space endeavors, explorations, concerns, and involvement are ceased for the space of 30 years. All the work of schools, institutions of learning, and those having the oversight of them is discontinued for a period of 4 consecutive years, 1 year equaling 12 months. All schools, institutions of learning, and entrances to them shall be closed and kept closed. None shall enter and none shall come out. There shall be no actions or measures taken to circumvent or counter the effect of this judgment. I will now go to 2 Peter 3:8. Second Peter 3:8 says, "One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one." The question that arises is this: what is one day with the Lord, Tommy L. Hart? What is one day in the opinion of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart? And right now, I am trying to get to that. Okay, I have it here. Now, if you look at the statement there in Second Peter 3:8, and I'll read it again, it says, "One day is with or in the opinion of the Lord as 1,000 years, or like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as or like one day." Is that the case with the Lord, Tommy L. Hart? One day would equal 1,000 years, according to the text, 2 Peter 3:8. And if one day is equal to 1,000 years, then 365 days would be equal to 365,000 years. Now that's a long time. We know. Well, let me just continue. And 10,950 days would equal 10,950,000 days. Let me say that again. 10,950 days then would equal 10,950,000, not days, but years. Okay. The 10,950 comes from, as an example, 30 years. 30 years. In man's days, that would be 10,950. But if we go by that which is in 2 Peter 3:8, then 10,950 days would equal 10,950,000 years. Now, 365,000 years and 10,950,000 years, those are astronomical figures. The question again is, what does the Lord see as being and equaling one day. Thus the Lord Tommy L. Hart see one day as 1,000 years. If so, then a 30-year judgment would equal 10,950,000 years. But what is truth? The question the Bible asks, what is truth? Truth is, one day with the Lord is that which is set in the dictionary, in Webster's Collegiate Dictionary. And we round it off to be 24-hour day. Okay? And that is how the Lord sees a day. He sees the day, a day as being 24 hours, just as men do. So then, what is this that is set in 2 Peter 3, verse 8? That is an example, or maybe even given as a possibility. Because when they were writing the Bible, they did not know what the Lord would see as what would amount to a day. They did not know that, in the Lord's opinion. So they wrote, they gave just an example. 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day. And with that, and this is the thinking, that when the Lord God comes, he will let you know what a day is to him. Okay? Are we clear on that? That which is set with regard to one day in 2 Peter 3:8 is not so. For one day with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is equal to 24 hours. And a year is equal to 12 months. Now let's look at this in the same book, same chapter, 2 Peter 3:12. And you'll see these words. Looking for and hasting to the coming of the day of God. Let's focus on the coming of the day of God. The day characterized by God. The day or period in time wherein God lives on the earth with men. The coming of the day of God. You should know by now, if you've been following my program, that the day of God is here. We are in the day of God. We are in the day characterized by the Lord being with men, the Lord living on the earth. The coming of the day of God is here. That has come to pass. So what is truth? The day of God is here. We are in it. And in this day of God, God is giving out, he's doling out judgments. Now, the people have the responsibility of doing, carrying out, implementing to the full the judgments set down by God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart. And all of this is just amazing and exciting, that the God which the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, exalts, promotes, upholds, and talks about so much in great detail, is here on the earth with men. Revelation says what? Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Meaning, the house where God dwells is here on earth with men, among men. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Let me read this, Daniel 2:29. He that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Mark that statement as fulfilled. You may mark it as being fulfilled. It is being fulfilled right now, to this very day. He that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. I make known to you, the people, what shall come to pass in the judgments. Mark that statement, Daniel 2:29, that I just read, only that which I read, mark that as being fulfilled, mark it as in progress. Do that. In progress at this time. The Bible, the AZB, being fulfilled. God is present here on the earth in human form with men. And he does live in a tabernacle or house. Mark the statement in Revelation. I'll turn to it right quickly. Revelation 21, verse 3. And I heard a great voice saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Now, if the tabernacle of God is with men, then the implication is God himself is with men. Because in order for it to be the tabernacle of God, God must dwell in it. Okay? Mark that as fulfilled, just that portion. The tabernacle of God is with men. Says, goes on to say, he, the Lord God, that is, will dwell with them, with men. Mark that as fulfilled. God is presently dwelling with men on the earth in bodily form and in the form of a human being. Mark that as fulfilled. And it is being fulfilled because I am yet here. But it goes on to say, they the people shall be his, God's people. You the people are God's people. Okay. Clarified. You the people are the people of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, because Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. Tommy L. Hart is the God. And God himself shall be with them, with the people. Mark that as fulfilled. I am here on earth with the people, and be their God. God himself shall be with them and be their God. Now that's already determined, okay? That's already determined. You might say, so one might say, well, he's not my God. Well, nobody asked you. You are told he, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is your God. You are told that. Okay? And there's nothing you can do about it. But accept it. And if you want to be angry, that's up to you. Okay? I would say submit to the law. Submit to the law concerning the people and their God. So, God himself shall be with them. Already determined. Now, let's see. Let me go ahead, follow the outline. 1 Samuel 9:6. First Samuel 9:6 says this. Behold now, you know, one of the other statements said, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. God shall dwell with them and be their God. You know, this statement says, behold now, there is in this city, what city? The city in which I am. The city in which I am in. There is in this city a man of God. There is in this city wherein I am now and wherein I presently live, a man having the designation of God. That's what the word of there means. It means having the designation of. There, behold now, there is in this city a man having the designation of God. Already possessing it, already having it. Not will possess, not will possess, but presently having the designation of God. And he is an honorable man. All that he says cometh surely to pass, or surely all that he says comes to pass. The people bear the responsibility of making sure all the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, says comes to pass. The people have the responsibility of fulfilling, carrying out the judgments that have come from the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. There is in this city a man having the designation of God. Now, your preacher is not a man of God, or your people's preacher is not a man of God or woman of God, okay? Those are crooks. Those people, the Bible, the AVB has condemned already. They are doing you a disservice. They are doing harm to you. Study. Go back, listen to the Lawmaster's archives. All of that's in my archives. Because you do have the responsibility of knowing this information. If you, the people, have the responsibility of carrying out the judgments of God, then you have the responsibility of knowing the information that comes from God. Because the word says here, all that he says comes to pass. All that he says cometh surely to pass, or surely all that he says comes to pass. Without doubt, the law says, all that the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, says comes to pass. Why? Because the people cause it to be. As God has said, the people bring it to pass. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? God and the people working and bringing to pass things that are written in the AVB. God has a responsibility, and you, the people, have a responsibility. And the Bible defines your responsibilities, and it defines mine, so that there is no confusion. And these things concerning God have been in the Bible all these years. My teaching is not a new teaching. My teaching is as old as the Bible is. My teaching is as old as this Authorized Version Bible, which Bible is, which is before me. And I want to, you know, just emphasize this a little bit more. Surely your preacher will tell you he is a man of God, or if it's a she, you know, she's a woman of God. They'll tell you God sent them. They tell you lies. How can God send them if God has not come? And in that I have now come, I have not sent those who call themselves ministers of Christ, ministers of Christianity, whatever name they go by, preachers of the faith, whatever name they go by. I have not called any of them. Not a one. The things concerning God in the AVB were had a view to the future, to the future when God does come. As the scripture said in Peter that I read, looking for the day of God, the day when God actually comes. Do you see what's going on? God has now come. He has not called any of those who are, you know, have an involvement in Christianity as far as, you know, preaching what they call preaching the word. God has nothing to do with that. Matter of fact, the things that they preach, if you follow my teaching, are falsities. The things that they preach are opposites. They are diametrical opposites to the truth of things that is in the Bible. That brings up this statement, brings this statement to my mind. The statement that says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That statement, all things are not performed by the people. Now, I have taught on all things. So go to the archives and look for my latest teaching on all things. The term all things will be in the title. Look that up. Listen to it. Find out what all things are if you don't know. All things are done and demonstrated by God, not by people. So, we have been misled. We have been mistaught. We have been taught against the truth which the Authorized Version Bible espouses. We have been taught against God. We have not, the people have not been predisposed before my coming to the knowledge concerning God that is in the AVB. And I know black people have not been predisposed to the law concerning the people and God that is in the AVB. The Christian church, the dead Christian church, has done a terrible disservice to the people. But we can't keep looking back. We got to move forward. I am coming with the truth. I'm bringing you the truth. the truth that I bring is understandable. Things have already been worked out. You don't have to rack your mind trying to find out what is and what is not. All of that, all of those things are brought out in my teaching. But you do have the responsibility of knowing my teaching, because if you don't, how can you carry out the law? Okay. There, behold now, there is right now in this city wherein I live presently a man of God, a man having the designation of God. He is an honorable man. All that he says comes to pass. That's talking about the person, Tommy L. Hart. There is only one God. And, of course, I have shown the proof of my being God. I've shown the proof of my Godhood. Okay? And it will be so good when the people get rid of Christianity, that dead religion, Christianity. It will be so good. It has done so much evil. It has led the people down a very bad path, a path of deception, a path of evil, a path which opposes the truth of things that are in the Authorized Version Bible, a path which opposes God when he comes, and he has now come. He has come. He is here. I am here. So if you oppose me, you oppose me on the basis of things you have heard. God, I have shown, is not a spirit. And I'm not going to go through that, although in John, you see the statement saying God is a spirit. That's a test for me, okay, a test for me. And I've talked about the Bible being a test. I want to talk about it in detail, but I have spoken on that. The Bible is a test for God. So, where do you stand? Let me read this verse, the interpretation, present day interpretation. There is in this city Tommy L. Hart. He is an honorable man, without doubt, all that he says comes to pass, because the people follow and obey the law. And when the people follow and obey the law concerning themselves and God, then they carry out the things which God has said. That's the plan. That has already been determined, which brings me to this point. Let me say this, read it first. The most important and pressing issue of our time is that of the knowledge of the Lord Tommy L. Hart's presence, physical presence here on the earth. That is the most important and pressing issue of our time. Okay. Now, that brings what I've said heretofore brings me to this right here. The 3 points of predetermination. I made the statement, certain things have already been predetermined. It is already predetermined that you, the people, are my people. It is already determined that when the Lord God comes, he will tell you all things. I have done that. The evidence of it is in my archives, Lawmaster's archive. Predetermination. A. The Lord God will come and come forth. It's already determined. Not only that, that has happened. I am the Lord God. I have come forth. I am making myself known, following the commandment to me, to God, in the Bible. The Lord God will come and come forth. Mark that. Well, that's okay. Let's go on. Be on the lookout for all things. The people are commanded to be on the lookout for God. The statement in Peter said, looking for the day of God. Question, how will the people know that God has come? How will they know? How will they know that this certain individual is God? They will know by the showing of all things. If all things are not manifest in that individual's life, then the individual is not God. If all things are manifest in the individual's life, the individual is God. God, remember what I said, is the doer of all things, not men. Men do not do all things that the Bible talks about. God is the doer of all things, and the demonstrator, and the teacher of all things. That's God's work. That's what I am doing. I do the work that the Bible attributes to God. If I do the works that the Bible attributes to God, then what does that mean? What's the significance of that? That means I am God. I mean, it's easy. You know? It's easy. He who does the work of God is God. He who does the work the AVB attributes to God is God. That's how the people will know when God has come. That's how they will. That's how you know that the individual is God, because there's a demonstration of all things in the individual's life. All things are seen in his works. All things, as I've said, all things define God. So, the Lord God will come and come forth. The people are commanded to be on the lookout for all things. All things define God, and see. When they see the demonstration of all things in the individual, they are to what? Exalt and serve the demonstrator and doer of all things as God. Acknowledge him to be God and serve him. That's the plan. That's predetermination. That's the law of predetermination. The Lord God will come. When he comes, he'll come forth. You, the people, are to be on the lookout for all things. All things define God, and see, exalt and serve the demonstrator and doer of all things. The 3 points of predetermination. Actually, a simple plan on the people's part. They'd be on the lookout for all things. And I have taught you, I have shown you all things. Resort to Lawmaster's Archive. Keyword in the title, all things. If you don't know what all things are, you need to know. You know, the Bible asks the question, are you deceived? If you are fighting me and you say you are not deceived, you are deceived. You deceived. You don't know that you are deceived. One day, I did not know I was deceived. Through my studying the Bible, the AVB, I found out that I was deceived. I had been tricked. I had been lied to. That's what I found out. I acknowledge my deceit. I acknowledge, wow, I have been deceived. And I sought to find out the truth. I kept studying. And as I studied, I found out more truth and more truth and more truth. And that is what I bring to you, truth. Do you know God is the deliverer of truth to the people, according to the AVB? Truth comes from God. That's what the Bible says. Scripture says, the Lord God will send forth his truth. Now, you tell me, what does that mean? That means truth comes from God. And it says the truth that comes from God is everlasting, is eternal. The truth concerning the Lord is everlasting. And the truth, the Bible teaches, which comes from the Lord God is everlasting. And is to be with you, the people, forever. The truth of the Lord endures forever. Okay, so God is the source for truth according to the Bible. You are not your own source for truth. Neither is anyone who calls himself a preacher, a Christian preacher or something. No, no, no. They are liars, as I have shown. Resort to Lawmaster's episode titled Opposites. And you'll see clearly and easily how the dead, evil Christian church, Christianity, taught diametrical opposites to things taught that the Bible actually teach. Okay. Who are you following? Who are you listening to? So do not forget these 3 points. I have them on my outline here, A, B, C. You can call them 1, 2, 3. Doesn't matter. Same thing. A, the Lord God will come and come forth. That is done. B, you the people, be on the lookout for all things. You see all things in my teaching. You see all things in my teaching. What did I say earlier? Go to Lawmaster's Archive, look up the title that has all things, especially the latest one that has in its title the term all things. That's B or 2 for all things define God, and then C or 3. If those things are clear, then you exalt and serve the demonstrator and doer of all things. And when you do that, you exalt and serve the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, in obedience to the law. Remember the law? What is written in the law? It is written in the law that you shall love the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, It is written in the law, you shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy O'Hart. It is written in the law, you shall do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy O'Hart. It is written in the law, you shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy O'Hart, has commanded you. It is also written, you shall rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given to thee. Take a look at Lawmaster's Archives, take a look up the lineup of episodes, and you'll see the things which the Lord your God, Tommy O'Hart, has given and put there for you and for your learning. It is written in the law that you shall fear the Lord your God, Tommy O'Hart, and serve him and swear by his name. It is written in the law that you shall, that Tommy O'Hart, the Lord Tommy O'Hart, will tell you what you ought to do. That's what I'm doing. And then it is written in the law, whatsoever he says to you, do it. This thing is also written in the law, and I didn't read it when I read the law, the people's law. Genesis 3:16, he, the Lord, Tommy O'Hart, shall rule over thee. Remember in Revelation, the scripture says, and that is Genesis 3:16. But remember in Revelation, the scripture says, they shall be his people. God himself shall be their God, and they shall be his people, already determined. Nothing you can do about it. That cannot be changed. You belong to the Lord. Let me clarify it. You belong to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. According to this book called the Authorized Version Bible. That cannot be changed. There are certain things that are predetermined. They cannot be changed. So you should know the 3 points of predetermination. You should know them. The rule of predetermination, Daniel 11:36. I am glad I know the truth. I'm glad that one day I realized I was deceived and I didn't fuck it, but I studied so I could overcome the deception, so that I could overcome the work of the enemy, the dead Christian church. And I have overcome. I'm not deceived by the dead Christian church anymore. Okay, the rule of predetermination, Daniel 11:36, Ecclesiastes 1:9. First, Daniel 11:36. That is determined shall be done. The law is already determined. It is already determined that you belong to God. Already determined. What you are to do in part is already determined. It's written in the law. And anything other than that, the law tells you, the Lord God will inform you. Already determined. Didn't say your minister, your Christian minister would inform you. It did not say that. It never says that. Remember this. No matter what scripture you see, this is the end of things. This is the real point of the scriptures that have to do with this fact. The AVB condemns Christianity, and it condemns the preachers of Christianity. Okay? No matter what name they go by. It condemns them. Remember this. The Bible is a law book. It is not a religious book, though the dead Christian church still uses it. It is not a religious book at all. It is a law book, the AVB, commonly called King James Version. It's a law book through and through. In no way is it a religious book. It's just so much that we know, isn't it? Now, because God has come and because God is teaching us and showing us things, it's just so much we know. It's so much we know. Are you happy for the truth that has come from God? I am. I'm very happy to know the truth. Okay, that's Daniel 11:36. That is determined shall be done. That means the law shall be performed. And the end of the law is what? The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. That is determined shall be done. That is determined shall be done. Scripture says, you, the people, belong to the Lord God. It says, that shall be done. Okay, and Ecclesiastes 1:9. Says this. Remember, this goes with, I'm putting this with a statement, that is determined, that which is determined shall be done. Ecclesiastes 1:9 says, that which is done is that which shall be done. What is done? Look at what is done in the law that I read, the people's law, the law concerning the people and their God. Look at it. As I end, I say this, that is determined shall be done. That which is done is that which shall be done. In my closing, I read these things again. The people's law says, the people's law says this. You should, and the reading of the law is very important, because how can you know if you don't hear it? The people's law says, you shall keep the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, which I, the word of God, command you. Thou shalt do all that I command you, says the word of God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and his testimonies and his statutes. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. He shall tell thee what thou hast to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Now, reading of the commandment that comes from God, Tommy L. Hart. Starting with the month of September, September 1 to 12, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30, payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the 15th of each month. All correspondence should be directed to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815, Hepzibah, Hephzibah. Okay, and reading of the judgments. Be right with you. Okay. Sports and things. For a period of 30 consecutive years, the sports and things listed herein shall not exist by any means in any form, variation, etc., in any place under or subject to the authority of the Lord Tommy L. Hart. any country, territory, etc., controlled by or receiving intelligence and or aid of any kind is subject to the authority of the Lord. The sports and things that shall not be for the above specified term are volleyball, skating, fencing, soccer, hockey, track and field, football, wrestling, basketball, boxing, golf, baseball, skiing, tennis, any and all competitions, events, etc., involving animals, vehicles, boats, and cycles, and a display and demonstration of one's physique and physical strength. Therefore, all records, statistics, etc., of individuals and groups and others having to do with any of the aforementioned sports and things shall not be anymore. They shall be forgotten and not brought up ever again. If the Gentiles and the other people do not comply fully with the law concerning themselves and their God, Tommy L. Hart, before the Lord's demise, then the sports and things listed in this judgment shall be done away with forever and ever. Religious holidays and things. Christianity is officially and judicially declared dead, hence the unsound, evil teaching concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior is done away with. All religious ornaments, all religious holidays, holy days, observances, Halloween, All Hallows, Valentine's Day, April Fool's Day, and all other things that can be tied to Christianity are done away with. Continuing to read the judgments. The film industry shall rest for a period of 30 consecutive years. Neither video nor audio productions shall be made, imported, or exported during the specified term. There shall be neither importation nor exportation of anything coming from, made by, or having to do with any part of the film industry. The Gentiles shall cease using the alias white people. They shall go by their proper name, Gentiles. Okay. Pageants and beauty contests and anything resembling sex shall not exist in any place under the authority of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. He that revealeth secrets, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Hear the word of the Lord God. Faith without works, i.e. Christianity, which espoused the faith without works, is dead. As a result, the unsound, immoral, evil teaching concerning Jesus is done away with. All religious ornaments, all religious holidays, holy days, observances, Halloween, All Hallows, Valentine's Day, April Fool's Day, and all other things connected to Christianity are done away with. There shall be, before that, in the United States of America, the official residence of its president, formerly called the White House, is now known as the President's House. All outer space endeavors, explorations, concerns, and involvement are ceased for the space of 30 years. All the work of schools, institutions of learning, and those having the oversight of them is discontinued for a period of 4 consecutive years, 1 year equaling 12 months. All schools, institutions of learning, and entrances to them shall be closed and kept closed. None shall enter and none shall come out. There shall be no actions or measures taken to circumvent or counter the effect of this judgment. And that will bring us to the end of this episode. Keep in mind the judgments. Let your officials know of these things. Talk about these things. Talk about them. As I said before, let your officials know, your senators, all those up in high places, let them know all over the world. Let them know. It is for their good. It is for the people's good. Let the people know. Until the next time.